You're listening to the Booked Out Beauty Business Podcast for hairstylists that want to make bank behind the chair without the burnout. I am your host, Becca Cavanaugh, business coach for hairstylists. I was behind the chair for 5 years where I built up a full clientele while working a part-time job and located in a small town. Now I dedicate my work to helping stylists like you break free of the underpaid and overworked cycle so you can double your bookings and become the go-to stylist in your area. If you want a long, thriving career as a stylist, then you're in the right place. Let's get going. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening and so much for being here. Today, we're talking about how you're going to stop grinding for good behind the chair. I hear this a lot, which is that, Becca, I am grinding. I feel like I am working so hard to get clients in my chair, or I'm working so hard behind the chair, right? I'm working long days. I'm doing all these things, and I'm still not getting the income that I want to see. I'm still not seeing enough clients on my books. I'm still going through this weird, crazy cycle where I have a lot of clients and then nobody's on my books for the next couple months, right? So I want to talk about kind of the different ways that we grind without actually grinding. A lot of the times, grinding is a feeling. And before you just stop this podcast episode right here, hear me out. Sometimes we can feel like we are grinding so hard, even though we're not physically grinding, because we're having a lot of mental space and capacity. We see how much they're charging and we assume that they are making good money. So we need to charge XYZ. What they're charging, right? And I used to do this. This is how I know this does not work and leads to a lot more problems than it's worth, is that my past self, my past stylist self, I would look at other stylists in my area and see them charging $200, $300 for a highlight. And I use that as a huge permission slip to be like, oh, then that's what the going rate is. That's what people in my area are charging. I'm going to charge that too. But this was a false sense of empowerment because I took a look at their prices and I took it on for myself and didn't fully believe in the value for myself. I was a newer stylist. I didn't feel confident behind the chair just yet. And I took on their prices and I skipped steps. And guess what? My books were empty, right? So what was actually more empowering was lowering my prices. Yes. Lowering my prices was more empowering. Why? Because I felt like I could deliver on those prices. And I was actually starting to see clients in my chair. And I don't think it was because necessarily I was quote unquote cheaper or anything. It was because I believed in the price. I believed that I could deliver, right? So if you are struggling to see clients in your chair and you're struggling to even say your price out loud or any of those things, it might be time to lower your prices. And you might be thinking like, okay, Becca, I hear you, but what if I lower my prices and then I have like this huge influx of clients in my chair and then I'm burnt out because I'm completely like double booked, I'm working late, I'm working 12-hour days, whatever it may be. And what I would say to that is that then you raise your prices, then it's done, right? You created the demand. Isn't that what you wanted? Like you created the demand. And now you get to raise your prices because you created that demand and you hit one of the goalposts that you needed in order to raise your prices, you know? And you can do this in a way like you raise your prices, but not by a ton, right? You know, because I think the fear is that, okay, you raise your prices and then now people are going to start leaving, right? Not necessarily. You can raise your prices and still feel grounded, still do it in a way that's effective so you retain a lot of your clientele, but you just aren't getting paid, right? You get to feel nourished behind the chair and you don't feel like you need to work 12-hour days just to hit your rent at the end of the month, right? This is a way that you're going to bring new clients in because now you've built up the evidence that you can charge this amount, right? You've built up the demand to justify charging whatever XYZ amount, right? And when a new client sits in your chair, I want your prices to feel like you are going to blow their mind. Like, it's like, girl, you have no idea how good your hair is going to look after this, right? I'm going to blow your mind right now. I want you to have that confidence. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that you need to go preach that to all your clients or anything, or them sit in your chair and be like, I'm going to blow your mind today, right? That's kind of fun, I guess, if that's your personality. I know that was mine sometimes, right? But it's one of those things that now you get to just feel that confidence and your clients are going to feel it too. That's the shift that they're going to feel. And I also want your clients to feel like, oh my God, like my stylist is so good. Like she should be charging more. She should be charging more. And this doesn't mean, before your brain starts making up all these things, it doesn't mean that you are now cheap. It doesn't mean that you are attracting cheap clients. Gosh, I just feel like that's been such a like rhetoric in the industry, is that you're attracting cheap clients by having like lower prices. This doesn't mean that you're even undercharging, right? It's a feeling of reassurance and empowerment around your services. And it's something that you can now feel confident in when it comes to working on clients and all those things. But also your lower, quote unquote, right, lower prices doesn't mean that you're now undercharging. It doesn't mean that you're a bad stylist. It doesn't mean any of those things. It doesn't mean that you're going to attract bad clients, any of that, right? I think that we have been fed the lie that we don't value our services if we lower our prices. That's not the case. I want to give you the opportunity to see the value 10 times of the value that you are providing. That's what I want you to see, is the opportunity that you can have when you feel like, oh, I can definitely deliver on this and I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow my clients' minds when they see the hair that I give them. They're going to be gagging. They're going to be gagging when they see the hair that I give them, right? That's what I want you to feel. And if lowering your prices does that, then that's what you need in order to get to that feeling, right? And again, sometimes it's just business, right? It has nothing to do with how good you are or if you don't value your services, yada, yada. It has nothing to do with that. You create that demand, you try it out, and then guess what? You raise your prices and you're back to where you were. Bada bing, bada boom, it's done, right? And this is why in one-on-one coaching, I will work with you to kind of find your perfect price, because it really does depend on your demand, your demographic, your experience, and where you're at currently in your journey behind the chair. And not only will you know how to create your perfect price, you will have a plan to raise your prices, because that's what we ultimately want, right? You're going to create that demand, you're going to create that consistency, then you're going to get to raise your prices. And you will never have to guess when it's the right time to raise your prices. You will know. You will know. You will have it all planned out, numbers and everything. You will know when it's the right time to raise your prices and the real numbers that you need to hit for it to be a smart business move for you. And you will know exactly how to do that in one-on-one coaching. Another reason why you feel like you're grinding is because you're fighting with social media, okay? And before you get defensive, I hear you, and I've been there so many times, you have no idea. But you feel like you're posting and posting and you're just still not seeing results, right? And the reason why you probably aren't seeing results is because you're posting just to post. You're posting just to check it off your to-do list. You are posting the pretty hair. You're posting content like, oh, getting your hair done is the best form of self-care. I know you've seen those quotes all over, or the you should be here quotes, and it's like a photo of your chair, or the book now quotes. None of these content pieces are gonna help you build trust with your potential clients. This is why they fall flat. This is why you are posting and posting and posting, and you're still not seeing any new clients in your chair, right? So, and I know what you might be kind of thinking here is like, okay, I just want to do hair. Like, I'm not a TikToker. I'm not an Instagrammer. I don't want to do any of this posting. Like, I just want to do hair. Like, why can't I just do hair? So I hear you, because I've been there. I'm not a TikToker. I'm not even really a podcaster. I'm a coach, right? And if it were up to me, I would just coach my clients all day. I would be in Zoom rooms with my clients all day, picking their brains, talking to them, strategizing with them, right? But all of these things, like doing the podcast, doing TikTok, having my email list, all of these things are part of my job. This is the mindset that I had to have, was that All of these things give me the opportunity to do my job. They are the vehicle to get me to working with clients, right? This is the vehicle that gets me to that Zoom room, right? And it doesn't benefit me or my clients or my future clients or my potential clients. It doesn't benefit anyone for me to constantly be fighting with social media or blaming the algorithm or whatever, whatever, right? So no matter what, marketing is part of your job as a hairstylist. If you want to be an independent hairstylist, if you want to be a booth renter, if you want to make this a business, if you want to work in a suite, if you eventually want to have a salon one day, social media is the easiest and most effective way to market your services. And it is a non-negotiable in 2024, I believe. And I mean, think about like what hairstylists had to do back before social media, right? They had to market through business cards and flyers. They had to solely rely on word of mouth. They had to sit at the salon all day hoping and praying that someone, just anyone, right, walked through that door. Sometimes they would sit there all day and have zero clients in their chair for the whole entire day, right? Or they would have to do a lot of services that they didn't really like. They would have to work on clients that weren't their ideal client. They weren't people that knew them. So they didn't have that like, know, and trust factor with them. So they're in their chair, they're critiquing them, right? They had to go through all of this just for the opportunity to have a client, right? But yet we're fighting with social media, but yet we don't want to learn how to effectively post on social media, right? Or take 5 to 10 minutes to create a post. But with my social media method, you won't have to do any of this, right? You won't have to worry about when your next client's going to come. Not only will you be able to double your bookings, but your books will be filled with your ideal clients, and you don't need to continue to write out long captions or spend hours on Canva creating the perfect graphics or whatever it is, whatever you think you need to attract your ideal client. All you need is 10 to 20 minutes and a phone to curate a post that will convert to more bookings. And you can do this while your client is processing. While you are still at the salon is what I recommend. Is don't do it when you get home because you won't do it. Let's be honest. You could have new clients being booked while you are at the salon working on a client. How powerful is that, right? Think back then, going back to this other, you know, thinking back to what stylists had to do before, like they had to wait at the salon all day to book a client, potentially to have a walk-in, right? Or they would have to like be on the phone constantly writing down bookings. So it was just one of those things that it was never something that you could do passively, right? But as a stylist now, you can have a new client on your books while you were still at the salon working on a client and having to take zero phone calls, zero text messages, nothing, right? You can do this. And if you feel like you can't do this, this is why I want to help you in one-on-one coaching. If it's never been easier to get new ideal clients as a stylist, all you have to do is clean up your posts and your booking process, and which is what I walk you through in one-on-one coaching. Lastly, you feel like you're grinding because you're stuck in a feast or famine cycle. So I see so many stylists go through this where they have a huge month, huge income month. They have a lot of bookings. They're seeing all these clients. They've made more money than maybe they've ever seen before. And then the next month, they have no bookings, right? No bookings, not making as much money. And then they're scrambling to make rent at the end of the month, right? So feast or famine. So when it comes to any form of business, there's gonna be fluctuations. There's gonna be times where you make a lot of money and then other times where you don't make a lot of money. And we have really glamorized in our society this thought of consistent income and consistent paychecks and whatever those things, right? But a business will always fluctuate no matter what. You can create some form of consistency, kind of create a baseline for yourself, right? But there's gonna be months where you're gonna make a lot more and then months where you're gonna be making less, right? And my business became so much easier when I didn't see my fluctuating income as a problem. That is normal in a business. We've been kind of sold this idea of like, okay, this is how much you're getting every month and this is how much you can expect, right? And it's not that it's more difficult to manage your money as a business owner. Nobody's just ever taught you, right? Nobody's ever taught you how to manage your finances as a hairstylist, right? Owning a brick or mortar business as a hairstylist is different than owning an online business, which is different than having a consistent income. It's not a problem. We just have to learn how to manage it correctly. First, we have to get you making more money through social media, right? So getting that consistent baseline through your booking site, through social media, learning how to clean all those areas up, easy, done, right? Then when you start seeing more money in your account, then we talk about how to manage your money. So paying off debt, saving for retirement, saving for healthcare, saving for vacation, or saving for a home. And maybe you just heard that list and you're like, whoa, that sounds like a lot. And it is a lot, right, to start off. That's why we will start small and we're going to start with your priority. What's your priority? Is paying off debt your priority? Is having a sinking fund your priority? Is saving for healthcare or a vacation or a home your priority? We're going to start small and work yourself up, right? And first, we're really going to start with, if you haven't already, start with paying yourself first, right? Keeping money in your business, having a business reserve, that's what we want for you first. Don't wait on this, right? Don't wait to build up any form of savings or pay off debt or to do any of those things. Don't wait for when you are hitting those, you know, 5 to 10K months. We can start right now. I think when it comes to money, we always wish that we start sooner rather than later. So always find a way to start now, even if it's small. When you have savings and when you are debt-free and when you have a business reserve, these are all things that will help you feel so much lighter when you inevitably have a slow month. Having a slow month will no longer even faze you. It won't even make a dent in what you have created and built up for yourself. If anything, you'll be looking at your slow month and be like, this makes sense. Like, this makes sense and I'm fine. I got it. I prepared for it. Next month will be busier. That's just how it goes, right? You will have slow months and you will have huge income months. It's about managing your money well in the high income months so you can relax and sit back when the low income month inevitably comes. And again, your low doesn't have to mean zero. You're probably going to have a baseline, right? And like, what if a 5K month was your low month? Just because I'm saying low, I don't mean zero, I don't mean nothing, I don't mean any of those things. It just means lower than what you are used to, and that is okay. You don't need to spiral or make it mean something about yourself or start to run discounts or start to work late or think that you're a bad stylist. You don't need to do any of those things. My clients are in business for the long term because they have prepared for the long term. They have accepted that their money will fluctuate and they've embraced it, right? That they haven't made it a problem. So learning how to manage your money now will prepare you for managing your 5K, your 10K, your 20K month as a stylist, right? And making sure that no matter where you are at in your journey, you are not making it a problem. Wherever you are at financially, you're not making it a problem. So my approach to managing your money as a stylist is that I like to focus on one thing at a time. I help you figure out your top priority and show you exactly how you will save, spend, and manage your business finances so you can hit your personal goals of paying off debt or saving for a home or supporting your current lifestyle. So no matter what your business may throw at you, you will know exactly how to handle it and you will be financially prepared for it. So no more feast or famine cycle. You will know how to make money and you will know how to spend and save your money so you can have a long career as a stylist. This will no longer make or break your business as a stylist. You will know exactly what to do and how to move forward with confidence. So if you want to stop the grind for good and create a consistent 5K months, even as a small town hairstylist, my one-on-one coaching is perfect for you. So no matter if you have just joined the industry or if you are rebuilding your clientele or maybe you've been gone in the industry for years, I can help you create 5K months by only seeing 3 clients or less a day. So no more copying other stylists, no more fighting with social media, and no more feast or famine cycle. I will show you how to make business business decisions that make sense for you so you can finally increase your bookings, pay off debt, have retirement saved, and fall back in love with being a hairstylist. I truly believe that hair is one of the best and most timeless industries to create financial freedom doing what you love. So you can work with me one-on-one as soon as next week by booking a sales call with me, and the link is always down in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you're serious about becoming the go-to stylist in your area, then you need to snag my free profitable income calculator. The top reason stylists leave the industry early is lack of income. So this calculator will give you the real numbers on what you can and can't afford behind the chair so you can keep your dream business alive. Are you ready to become booked out in 6 months or less? Then book a sales call to work one-on-one. All links are in the show notes to get started. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.